Okay, yes. Yeah.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Vanderpump Rules Party. I'm Holly Borquez.
I'm Sarah C.
And you guys, we are with a very special guest tonight at the Belmont, which is famous in Vanderpump Rules. There's many scenes that are shot here. And we are with Paul
Cavallero.
Yes, and you guys may have seen Paul appear in some episodes. We have met him before, and we're so excited. And we're so excited that you're here, Paul.
Oh, thank you. It's great to be here.
Yes, yay! And all of our listeners are going to be so thrilled to get to know you better.
Oh, I love all you guys. It's great to be here and talk to you all for a change.
Yes.
Well, they love you, so that's the feedback we get in our group. So you're in the right crowd.
Amazing. Good to be here, and Paul, I've been hidden for all this time.
Yeah, so
I'm here.
So tell us about you being hidden. How long have you been hidden?
Oh, they've been hiding me for 3 years.
3 years. Goodness. Wow.
They thought you'd steal
the
show.
There were rules, yeah, in the beginning. James would say, well, no, you're not allowed to be on the show. When the producers are here, you're to leave, But then, I don't know, somehow I got all, as I knew I would be dragged into this somehow, which is good news.
They were afraid you'd steal the show, probably.
I might have my own show, my trailer show might be coming off.
Well, you do have star power. I feel it. Like, yeah. When I met you at Sir, I just knew. You were so kind and so nice. And so tell us. Everyone's dying to know, like, what you do. Like, who are you, Paul? Like, we want to know about you.
Well, I've done a lot of things. I worked for the Giants and the A's when I was a kid. I worked there for 10 years. I was the highest paid vendor in 2 stadiums.
Wow.
Wow.
Well, I worked in the big union and a lot of things. Well, and then I went on. You have to move on. So then I went into the restaurant business. I was bartender, waiter, manager. Then I went into the car business. I had my own car lot.
Oh, wow.
Mission Street. My friend still owns it to this day.
San Fran?
In San Fran, yeah.
Yeah, I'm always like right around Mission Street. By the Moscone Center. I have to work up there, so.
People need cars in that neighborhood. And I went down that block and I saw something that enlightened me, and I made a business out of it. And it was a great thing. We had a lot of... that's when I met Gavin Newsom. He was walking down the street looking for votes as mayor.
Nice. Yeah. I remember when he ran for mayor. I'm like, I've loved him from day one.
It was so weird because he came down with the entourage. And then he's looking at me and he's like, he doesn't recognize me from when we were hanging out at the burrito together drinking in a bar. Huh. And I said, well, what are you looking for, Gavin? Oh, well, you know, of course I'm looking for the votes. And I said, okay, really? Okay, here's what I'll do for you. It was Christmas time. So I said, okay, if you buy a car, I'm going to give you a free tree. And being the politician that he is, he said, well, that's a great way to save $60 on my car. And I said, okay, Gavin, don't worry. You got my vote. I'm not dropping the bomb on him.
Right.
There's other things I'll mention, but I'll not mention it this time. But we had a good time, needless to say. And anyway, so then I moved on to the real estate thing and started doing that. And that's how I ended up here in Beverly Hills and meeting some good friends and hanging out. And we were friends, you know. It's not like... somebody put us together and said, hey, you know, you got to meet this guy.
Yeah.
We just became friends, and that's the good thing about all of it.
How did you become friends with James and with also, can I say, Max, can I say you're here? Max is here right now, and Casper's here right now. So, yeah.
Jasper. Like,
Jasper, I'm sorry.
Jasper.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I got you.
Want to say hi, Max?
Sorry.
Howdy.
Max keeps hitting Paul and giving him jabs.
Paul's my friend. I like Paul a lot. He's good. Good guy.
Wow, you're too nice. Thank you.
But you're also a piece of shit.
Where does your mother think, right?
No, no. just got drunk. And
Lisa calls me a weirdo, but I'm not that weird.
I could not believe that she called you a weirdo.
I'll take any attention, but I mean, I don't understand it either. It's a jab.
It is.
Maybe she just thought the situation was weird, like, you know, James didn't have his own room or something. Maybe she just thought, what are you guys doing? This is weird or something. She probably doesn't think you're weird.
We'll see in the next
episode.
Well,
anyways, weird is the most interesting, you know, people. Ooh, anyway.
Paul,
so it's a compliment.
Are we getting more of you?
That. Yeah. Like, why not?
I hope so. I'm not going anywhere.
Oh, I love it.
I'm dropping all the bombs.
Okay. Okay, so tell us how you met James.
James was a DJ at Pump.
Okay.
Back before he got in trouble.
Okay.
Right.
And I would, you know, come through my little areas that I would go through, and he happened to be there. And we kind of clicked. We were friends. We know how a friend is when you meet him. You have the same personality. It's the same thing, and we just got along. It wasn't like, you know, da-da-da-da, whatever. We got along, and we trusted each other.
That's good.
If he didn't trust me, I wouldn't be able to hang around.
Right.
I'm sitting on pins
they're
and needles.
They're waiting. Is that what happened?
Oh, no.
You're a great storyteller. Keep going.
No, it was fun. We always had a great time.
Yeah.
I almost used the word. The
like, did...
We had a great effing time all the time. It was fun. No, with the music and the DJ thing and the whole nine, it was a fun place to be.
Yeah.
And that's how and we became friends.
Would you say that you mentored James, or was it like a fully like what was the like? Describe your friendship a little bit more. I mean, I love that you said
you guys trusted each other.
Being
a friend, there were things that a friend would always ask you,
mm-hmm.
and I appreciated him asked me some of the things he did. One of the funny things he asked me how to write a check.
Oh my gosh, that's cute.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. But, you know, that's, you know, kind of what a roommate thing, you know, would ask you, or a friend would ask. You know, but, yeah, he asked me a few things. But then when I told him what some of the, oh, my God, what should I do? Should I tell the truth or should I tell this? I said, yeah, James, you should tell the truth. Oh, fuck no, I'm going to tell him this. Which always got him out of whatever he got into. So I'm glad he didn't listen to me when I mentored him about telling the truth.
Because
somehow he always got out of his issues.
Can you tell us about this stain on the rug in your apartment?
Which kind of stain?
The one that Logan said was on the carpet.
That he implied.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes, it was.
And he like nudged James and implied that it was like they had some.
Do you remember
fun
that
or
scene?
Something. Yeah.
I don't...
Like, they were making cookies. They were, like, baking cookies, and they're like, what about this stain on the rug? Ha, ha, ha.
I'm missing the stain on the rug thing, but what does it pertain to?
I'm good with that.
Well, they just, like, kind of, like, winked at each other, like, what kind of stain is it? We'll just move on from that.
Actually, yeah. I just missed that one, but I would.
But
I,
you don't hang out with Logan. I assume,
I'll watch the scene again.
He does.
And comment on it later.
He does hang out with. He does hang out with Logan.
Oh, you do? Okay.
I saw a post from the summertime, and you said like there was a picture, and you said I'm the secret, and you're the sugar daddy, and he's the hookup.
Well, yeah, Lala called me the sugar daddy.
That's right.
Because James declared that Lala had a sugar daddy, so she lashed back at him and said, don't you have a sugar daddy?
Okay.
And that's when I came into this.
Okay.
And then they all wondered who I was, finally. So, yeah, and what?
No, that's it. That was perfect.
No, what
so
about
that's
James
how I
dad?
Became into that. And,
And you met James's dad through James. You guys didn't know each other before. Yeah.
Well, James's dad was actually hanging out there too. We had a bunch of roommates. We had Logan.
It's like a college.
We had James's dad on the couch. We had me in my bed, and then we had Logan sleeping with James. I don't know. That's another story. We won't get into that right now. You might watch that this year. I said something about that, but I can't say anything about it right now.
Well, share a bed with your friend. Like, we all do it in Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Like a faith story.
Yeah, tell us about faith. Have you ever...
Oh, my God.
We were just telling Paul that we got an interview with Faith, and
so
he let us
right
know
now?
That he... Yeah.
Or wait till the next episode.
Hey, we're down for that.
No, tell it right now.
Yeah, tell it now.
Well, we were just having the interesting conversation about, yeah, so it's relative.
Oh, well, you know, it was back when I was first hanging out with James, we had a great time. Jesper was there.
Mm-hmm.
Max couldn't make it. That was a great show at the Hard Rock, by the way. You had to be there. Bosco the dog was there.
Oh.
It was screaming hot.
People asked if Bosco was coming today.
A lot of our listeners were asking if Bosco was coming.
Huh?
People in our listeners are a fan of your dog.
Oh, I love
him
too.
They asked, is Bosco going to be there? We're like, we don't know.
Hope so. Yeah, I'll bring him wherever I can. He's a service dog. I bring him wherever I can.
Oh, everyone was wondering that.
He's a Boston and a pug. They call him a bug.
How cute.
So Bosco was there. His tongue was hanging out. It was 100 degrees. Everyone was there back in the beginning. Jeremy, Faith, Lala sang. I have the video of when they sang that song. I could show it to you. It was a great song they sang.
Yeah,
oh.
It was an amazing hot day. We had the special cabana booth where we all hung out. And James was announcing to the crowd. And so, yeah, so... gee, I lost the... So, where were we going with this again? When
Faith or...
Oh, right. So how Faith burned me on the room, right.
Oh.
So I was almost not going to go. That she was all, Paula, you got to go. I tell you what, I got... My girlfriend's got this room, and she's already paid for, and all I got to do is drive me over there, and you're going to have a blast. I wanted to...
You were there, so...
He was there.
Okay,
yeah.
So we have a witness.
Do you want to talk?
Sure.
Yes.
It's Jesper.
Hey.
And, yeah, so then it was a big importance how I had to be there at the time that she was in the thing called texting me, be on time.
Be on time to what? And to her show
to get,
or
no, to get to the lobby
to the reservation.
Of the Hard Rock.
Okay.
Oh, and okay. So, yeah, she kept texting Paul. Be here at this time. And she ended up being, 20 minutes late, 30 minutes late?
Okay.
Naturally.
And, yeah.
And we were chilling at the bar, minding our own business, thinking that everything was going to be cool because she had all the room taken care of, allegedly.
Right, yeah.
And next thing you know, I'm hearing my name yelling across, waving. Paul, come over here. Come over here. Come here. Oh, my card. My card don't work. My card don't work because my girlfriend put some money in my card and my card don't work now. Oh, can you just pay for the room? I'll pay you back later. I got $20 right now. I'll give you this $20.
Yeah.
And just pay for the room and then I'll take care of you later.
We were there for 3 days. And throughout the 3 days, she had managed to...
Oh.
And those 3 days she had managed to have drink every drink on the mini bar, eat every snack.
Yeah, she had the audacity
to eat every
drink,
eat the chocolates,
all the shot things off the bar, and the Red Bull,
oh,
and $8 a hit.
Ate all the
chocolates. Oh my God, everything was missing. And I said, ho.
And I had left the night before because I had to be back in LA.
You gotta cut this bitch off.
Paul calls me the next day saying, you can't believe Faith.
She's
had eaten everything.
She's
eating
me out of the house at home. She's ordering fucking food from the...
And remember on the way back, Paul, she had you buy her Kentucky Fried Chicken because she had no money.
Everything. I came back, it looked like somebody had a feast in the room. I said, what the hell happened? Oh, I had just Logan came over and he bought me some food. And it was all good.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And then
she
went to sleep.
She ordered room service.
Yeah, right.
No.
Right. They ate me out of... shelf at home on
that
thing.
She ordered crab cakes.
Oh, not the servant tray?
Oh, man.
Oh,
then
my God.
Then I had
God.
To drive her ass back, and I brought her to KFC, she didn't have enough money for that either. Serious.
Yeah, and Paul's telling me he had to drive her back because she had no money to get back either. So Paul,
I should have left her in Vegas. I fucked up.
Oh, my gosh.
Man. Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. and then I drove her all the way to her door up in the hills. Somewhere when she was living with some other
dude. She was squatting there.
They're looking for her, too, because she burned them on the roof.
Because the person she was subleasing didn't know she was going to be there. She had the key. So the extra key, and she was staying there without the other person knowing. They found out, and she got kicked out.
Oh, my gosh.
And she never paid me back yet.
Yeah.
And then when I asked her to pay me back, she told me to stop being rude.
Right, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, well, she also stole my green jacket, my green
That's
elephant jacket.
That's the last
jacket.
Time I go.
And I asked her to give it back to me. She asked me to Uber her back from Orange County to my place to give me my jacket.
You got some, too, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's when I told James she's 86 from the apartment. That's it.
Wow. Yeah. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. I said that on TV, but they didn't put that in yet.
Wow. Well, yes. that's a great story. Okay, let's talk about, can we talk about Gay Pride this year?
Sure, why not?
So, you were there.
I was there.
Do you, like, can you give us any behind-the-scenes things that went on?
I love Pride Day. It's fun. I like going down the street, seeing everybody happy. I marched with James. I saw Lisa that day. She always looks pretty in her amazing outfits. And
she
says
does.
Hi to
She's
everyone.
Always, like, floating. She looks
and,
so good.
Of course, that's a big filming day, and you'll see a lot of it on TV this year. And you'll see some of the things I say, hopefully soon. I can't tell you now, but it's going to be good.
Oh, good.
And I'm excited about it, too. I never know when it's going to come out, but I watch every week, and I'm waiting to see.
It was after Pride? It was after Pride?
And it's the things are true. These things actually happen, so it's not a bunch of BS.
Tell us about Raquel. What do you think about Raquel?
Raquel is a very pretty, nice girl. I really like her. She was also another roommate. We have so many people living in my house.
Yeah.
We had James, the girlfriend, the dad.
Oh. Right.
Sometimes Jesper is asleep on the couch.
Yeah.
And, yeah, a lot of fun stuff. But, yeah, we were all roommates, and we all kind of lived together. And Raquel is cool. And
I like that she's standing up for herself this year.
Well, they have a special relationship, and I think that it'll actually go somewhere.
That's great.
So we'll look forward to maybe another wedding someday with them.
I hope so.
I think they're a match.
Good.
Yeah.
Now, did you hear last night that James was back DJing at Sir?
Of course I knew I would be back.
Okay, good. I was hoping so, but I'm never
going to be back.
I didn't know.
So Holly suggested he should stand on the bar and say, I won, since Kristen this week was dancing around saying, I won, I got him fired. It's like, not so fast.
Yeah, they're all celebrating to put somebody in the dust.
Yeah.
And, of course, that's why he's defensive, and that's why he should be. And that's why he lashes out at some people sometimes, because they come at him, and that's the only reason why he says some of the things that he says. But he's hardcore. Like, I'm pretty hardcore too. If you get in my mug, I'll tell you a few things that you don't want to hear either.
Oh, I want to hear them.
But I try to be a gentleman.
Well, that's not always fun.
Anyway, so yeah, that's where that comes from, and
he pulled in a crowd 3 times a week where I respect that they did girls' night, but they dropped the ball on that. They didn't keep doing that. So he consistently brought in the crowds, like, all week long.
He did.
We've seen it. We've been there so many times, and it's like...
And who was the saddest when he didn't perform there anymore?
Who?
Well, Guillermo.
Guillermo?
Guillermo.
Yeah, because he wasn't getting the lady fans around.
Did I just say that?
Yes, you did.
He's not making nobody. He's not seeing any girls or guys. No action. He's like, oh, my God. They've just turned me off. Now I'm done.
Well, it was a little quiet in there for a while.
All this because somebody got called fat.
He didn't actually say fat. He just said the shorts weren't an ideal choice for her.
I think it did. I don't know. The word was. We'll have to replay it. I think it was the F word.
But he makes innuendos. The F word. In the confessional, he says, the problem's bigger and bigger than Katie or something, you know.
What's Katie with an F?
Katie with an F?
Fatty.
Fatty. Oh, you said it first.
What? Oh, God. I don't even know. Where did this go wrong? I don't know. I like missed.
He said, what's Katie with an F? And I said, fatty.
You said that.
Yeah.
Oh.
She said it first.
Oh, see, I'm a little slow. Now I just got it.
Okay.
Ooh.
Well, I mean, I'm not saying that, but.
No, I don't think Katie
is. She's gotten larger.
Oh, boy.
I don't know if she's been eating how much pasta. Maybe it's about the pasta.
What kind of pasta?
Yeah,
some pasta might, like, have the reverse effect.
The Alfredo is the one that's.
The Alfredo.
On extra weight-o. Alfredo puts on the weight-o.
Yeah, you got to stay away from the pasta. So, let's see. What else can we ask Paul?
In all fairness, she's older. Your metabolism slows down a little bit.
She looks great.
I still think she looks great.
She looks great. That's not even a thing.
I saw her at OOTD Day, and my friend went up and slapped her ass. And I was like, that's assault. You can't do that. But she laughed it off. So
she didn't ask
I'll
for a tip?
Huh?
She didn't ask for a tip?
No.
God darn it.
Paul, are you? Have you been in law enforcement, or you work with law enforcement?
Oh, my God. Well, I did do some police work. But those days are over, and I worked as an investigator for some attorneys.
Okay.
In San Francisco.
Because I saw,
it's like I've done so many things.
I saw an amazing like selfie of you with like a badge on or something, and I.
Oh, probably that's where it came from. Yeah, I used to do a lot of work for some attorneys. And, you know, I'm proud of it. It's nothing to, it's a legitimate thing.
Absolutely.
And I was a trusted investigator, and I only did things to help people. Never did anything to hurt or send bad. The people that I served deserve to be served.
Okay.
I used to serve some subpoenas sometimes.
Yeah.
Part of the job. But I used to take a lot of accident pictures, too. And I testified in the courtroom as well.
Yeah, okay.
It was a credible job. I've done a lot of credible jobs.
Julia does that a little bit. She's served subpoenas, a friend of ours. But
now I think everyone in the office, they make do that.
I'm in Hollywood. I'm an actor. I'm enjoying what I want to do. And
awesome.
I enjoy talking to people and being nice and being friendly to everybody. And,
I love that.
And see what next. I'm out for hire if anybody wants to hire me.
So you bounce back between.
I play a good investigator or a police officer or an Italian.
Or a sugar daddy.
So you bounce. Or a sugar daddy. You bounce between San Fran and here?
So I'll get a part somewhere. It's coming.
It is coming. I feel it.
Thank you.
Paul, have you ever purchased a piece of jewelry from Kyle Chan, the jeweler of Vanderpump Rules?
I told Kyle that I would come see him. I have no plans to get married anytime soon.
Okay.
I've showed him a couple of my bracelets.
But you like jewelry, so it'll be a natural fit, maybe.
See, that's a beautiful piece. I got that right there.
Oh, it is.
I showed him I wanted to rebuild this, and he said he would. And I'll go down and see him. I think he's a trustworthy guy.
And are those baseball
rings? I like him a lot.
Rings?
We've had a good time. Oh, well, fun. Yeah, when, like I told you, I worked for the A's and the Giants, so I got my A's and my Giants rings.
That's so cool. Very cool.
The highest paid vendor. Nice. I started when I was 14 years old. I had to have my mom sign a work permit for me to work and go to high school. And because I got good grades on a Wednesday, I could go to the day game, and I could sell programs and walk the stairs and sell ice cream. And that was a $500 day in high school. So
wow.
That's great. I'm thinking about doing that now.
I paid for my prom. I paid for my cars. I paid for all of my stuff. And even my dad, he could help me, but he wanted me to work for it.
Kind of like Lisa and Ken do to Max and Pandora.
Max has to work very hard. He's a waiter, and he does a lot of hard work.
Yeah.
5 days a week, has to show up all the time and
oh,
pays his rent.
I see him there every time, and he's always working.
He pays his honest rent and his bills.
He and Jeremy are the biggest hustlers at that restaurant.
Yes.
None of us grew up on Easy Street. We were treated the correct way, and I think that gave us the responsibility of that.
Okay. Oh, you're leaving?
Get a drink and come back.
Bye, guys.
Bye. It was so nice meeting you. I'm sorry I got your name wrong. I'm so sorry. He's so nice.
Yeah.
He's amazing. They're all amazing. That's
why they're
my friends.
He's got a lot of stories, too.
That's why they're my friends.
You have a nice crew.
We try to be nice to each other, and we all grew up learning respect. And that shows. A lot of people I've introduced him to, and myself, we've always been treated with respect.
Mm-hmm.
And people know that we respect that.
How is it working with production of Vanderpump Rules? Are they nice and respectful, and has that all been... What's that like?
The crew... Oh, okay, now I'm focusing in. Yeah, no, the crew is amazing. I could mention some people, but I won't. But they're all friendly.
Mm-hmm.
And they bring out the enlightenment of you when you're ready to... Come on, you know, let's tell us what we need to do.
Okay, I like that.
And I tell them what I can. And, they're amazing. And it's like they're really not even there. That's the way that a lot of it, we all look at it. Like, they're not even there. You don't even want to know they're there. Except Bosco looked at the camera. If you saw that one shot.
Oh, that's cute.
Bosco's not camera shy. He was like, what is this? Oh, my God. And so then, it's funny. I just act like it is, and that's the way it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be reality, and we talk about things that are real, and that's the way it goes. So, and then, you know, people can comment and read into it in all kind of different ways as they like to. But that's okay. That's what it's all about.
What advice have you given James since he's going through such a hard time on the show right now? Are you talking to him? How is he doing? Can you tell us anything about that?
Well, him going through a hard time is actually a good time.
Oh, okay.
Right? If you're in attention, then... You're in attention, and that's a good thing. And it's a good time for him to bring out some of his thoughts, and it's a good time for him to disclose all the thoughts that people are bringing about him. So it's a good time that he gets his error time, which I don't get. And I need to disclose some error time. What about Billy? She says, Billy on last night's show, whatever... She said that she's James's really good friend.
That's what she said.
But I've never seen her before. Well, I've seen her, and when I see her, she looks through me like I'm a side of the wall. I'm like some kind of picture that she's seen 100 times. she doesn't even look at me. It's like, you know. But she's James's really good friend, so I'm not believing any of that.
Okay. I did like that. You want to pause it for a second?
Take a break?
Sure.
We had a premiere party and we bought all
You drank the Vanderpump Sangria?
I did. We had a premiere party, so we got the Vanderpump Rosé, the Vanderpump Sangria.
That used to fuck me and James up.
It's good, yeah.
We got everything Vanderpump we could. We bought, you know, just every, you know, products that, you know, people sell and whatnot, but all the Vanderpump
great
stuff.
Great stuff, great stuff.
Yes. Well, so, yeah. We want Paul, thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
Thanks
we really appreciate it. And so you guys, for everyone who's listening, Paul said that he's going to come back and, you know, he has more to tell us. So I hope you all enjoyed this episode. And where can everyone follow you? Where can everyone get in touch with you?
Or Twitter or something.
I do have an Instagram.
Okay.
Kind of set it up.
What's your handle?
Okay. It's my name, Paul Cavallaro.
You'd be great on it.
Okay,
I got some pictures. I put some more up.
Okay. You can put some funny, witty commentary content. You'd be great.
Okay, so we will link his Instagram.
I got some great shots, though, when you see them.
Oh, we can't wait.
Okay, I'll look you
up. I put a simple thing up with a lot of stars in me.
Oh, good. Okay, well, again, thank you so much.
And I'll put some more up.
And
we'll like it. We'll follow
you
right
soon.
Away.
We'll
talk soon. We'll follow you now.
We'll talk soon. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Thank you.